Hello, Steven.
Hey, Steven, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, so I went back to the drawing board there, and good news, I was basically able to get you what more or less what Mark Etta told you with that $1,500 for every $10,000 per year. I got it to $1,766 per year, the exact number. So it would be basically, it's at the end of the day, it's about $1,300 more expensive at the end of the term than what Mark had originally promised you on the first call. So I feel like it's pretty good there. It's $30,000 borrowed, payback $38,100 over the course of 18 months. And a month, it's about $2,100, $96 a day. So that's basically the best I can get you here, which is a pretty good deal. For unsecured, how do you think that, do you think that can work for you?
I don't know, man. It's still, I mean, at 30, we're talking, let's see, let me do the math. What does that come out to a month?
A month? $2,100 and some change. $2,116.
You're still charging me about 30. That's still about 32% interest.
A year? It's yeah. $8,100 over a year and a half. So on an APR, no. That's over. See, that's an 18-month term though. That's a year and a half. So on an APR, for an annual percentage rate, you're looking more at let me see if it's 8,000. $30,000. Yeah, it's more like 20% a year. It's underneath that. It's 20% a year would be 9,000. So this is right around 18 APR. Let me see. Yeah, it's actually exactly at 18 APR.
18 APR.
Yeah, well, it's the cost of funds, just straight up, is 30,000 times 1.27, I think. Yeah, that gets you 38.1. So you're paying 27 cents on the dollar, but you're getting an 18-month term. So
yeah.
You're paying 18 cents on the dollar per year, and I think you were quoted at 15 cents on the dollar. So we're right there. Like I said, the difference between what Mark had told you the first day on the phone, you'd be paying $1,500 for every $10,000 you borrow for an 18-month term. That comes up to $6,750. Mm-hmm. This is going to cost you $81. So it's $1,350 off. Just right in that, pretty much got you exactly what you had, well, what he told you.
Yeah, except we're talking 266 more per 10,000. So, yeah, like you said, we're like, I don't know, man. Still pretty steep. Where would it be if I went with 20,000?
Here you can run numbers for you real quick on that. No worries. See, the rate here is mostly predicated off of your credit at this point. So it'd be, you know, your $20,000, it's still going to be at your payback's going to be $5,400 over 18 months. So a year, that's like, $ Yeah, right around 3,500 a year.
Yeah, for 1750.
Yeah, you basically on the $20,000 one.
Yeah.
You're paying back 5,000. So
5,400
over the course of a year and a half.
Yeah.
So interest a month, if you want to look at it from this perspective, mm-hmm. every month you're paying $300 interest for the money you're borrowing. Yeah. Which I think is pretty reasonable considering it's unsecured.
Can you get the $20,000 down to the $4,500 of interest for 18 months?
$20,000 to the $4,500 of interest? It's going to be steep. All right, what would that be? I'm just playing with some numbers on the calculator here. I don't know if we're going to be able to go that low. I don't think we can go that low. We can do, I think the 54 is basically our bottom line there. Mm-hmm. We can take a few hours to look it over. Or like I said, if you want to get me a driver's license and a voided check, I get some docs in front of you in about an hour. I can have them written up. I know coming from not having one of these loans before, it seems expensive. If you shop around though, and you kind of get to know what these are about, this is really one of the cheapest ones I've ever seen.
My other option is, like I said, I haven't applied at my bank. I know my business credit's not bad. I know my personal credit is mediocre.
680.
So, I mean. I don't know that I would have a problem. I just, like I said, I called up here first because, you know, I got a couple of calls from Mark, a couple other guys, and so I decided to give it a shot here. Exactly. I feel like I'm being charged a little too much, more than I should be. I'm willing to do it. I mean, I want to do it, but at the $5,400, I still think it's a little steep. I don't know if you want to see if you can get it down a little more, or where we're at with that, or if we're just, that's the bottom line.
I can check on that, obviously, you know, it's my job, but I can do that for you, no problem. I'll just, from experience, though, and seeing what the numbers are, what we're working with here, I doubt it's going to go much lower than what we have right now. With your bank, though, you know, some of your credit and your business history, you probably can get a loan from them, but it's going to be more of a 30 to 45 day process. That's really, when is your project starting?
Well, I mean, as soon as I tell the customer I can do it, I haven't really,
really
told them.
I see.
I told him, let me see what I can do about working capital first before I put my, you know, on the line.
Exactly.
I don't want to get stuck out in the wind, you know?
Yeah, like, hey, yeah, I got you, no problem. And then, you know, you turn around and realize that you're being charged more interest than you are for profit, then it doesn't really make sense, you know?
Exactly.
So, do you know what's your return on this? Is it like if I give you this $20,000, what are you going to be able to make off it? Or if I give you this $30,000, I know the margins in the manufacturing industry aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know exact numbers yet. I needed to get these numbers worked out so I can work out my quotes and get everything fixed out. But I mean, I do know that, you know, I got to try to get this interest covered, and at $4,500 for 18 months. I mean, I don't want to come off wrong, but that's almost a hard money loan. I can go down the street and find a buddy that'll loan me that money for that kind of thing.
This is what the only thing that is really good about these, though, it establishes the relationship, so we can actually get you more money cheaper. That's the only thing with these. The first time you do one, these are unsecured. It's all risks on our end, so it's kind of hard for us to just kind of make that leap of faith almost, you know. If we see you start making payments back on this first one, you come around in another 6 months, say I need some more money or I need something else on the side, You know, we finance equipment too. Like it opens doors here. But on the first one, it's like basically lending to some guy off the street.
Yeah. I mean, I want to do business with you guys. Don't get me wrong. If I didn't, I would have just pretty much dumped Mark's email, and I talked to a guy Danny about 3-4 times. I would have dumped his email. I've talked to a few different guys. You know, like I said, I want to do business with you guys, but at the same time, I'm in business to make money just like you guys are.
Exactly.
And me giving them $5,500 on a $20,000 loan for 18 months to me is it just doesn't make sense in my eyes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can almost pull it out of a credit card for that kind of money.
No, yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from, Steve. I can see if we can lower anything, but you know, I think that's pretty much where we're going to be standing at this point. I'm obviously going to double check here. Let's see, if you want to, I can get your documents in front. Kind of the approval will stay open for, I think it's 14 days. So we can, you know, think about it for a little bit, kind of see what your options are with the bank. But if you're going to get this from the bank, you're not going to be starting production this year.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna be a 2-month process to get the approved, get funded. You know, if you're okay with that, you know, definitely is an option for you. If it's time's a little bit more sensitive, then, or if you just want to get this started sooner than later, then this is gonna have to be your option.
Yeah, well, I mean, can you just take it back to the drawing board and see where we're at? And then, you know, at that point, I can make the decision and take it from there. Now, what type of origination fees are we talking on this thing also?
Let me look at it. That's kind of why I wanted to get the docs up, but for this program, it's a little more long-term. We're looking at 2% origination fee.
2%. So on what? On the total amount or on the money borrowed?
On the money borrowed. So it's $600.
Wow. See, that's a lot higher than you told me the other day, too. A couple hundred.
I don't know what Mark was telling you, man. But,
he said he had a guy, Sal or something, that walked by him. He's all buddy of mine. He said it should be around $150, $200 origination fee. Oh my God! Now we're talking another $600.
Yeah, I'll go see if we can get that waived or something. Yeah, I don't want them telling you, you know, one thing, and I'm sitting here trying to sell you another. That's kind of just fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You took the words out of my mouth, dude.
Yeah, dude. No, that's not the way we kind of operate here. I'm definitely gonna give them a ring later and say, hey guys, it's a percentage. You can't.
I even asked him. I said, is there a percentage? And he goes, no, it's a flat fee. I don't know. I mean, I think maybe you need to kind of figure it out and let me know where we're at with everything, because now I got another thing that I'm worried about, you know?
yeah, no, 100%, man. It's always like that, too. I don't understand why. Maybe he was trying to ballpark you and because sometimes it varies between 1% and 2%, depending on which program, how long the longer term lengths have higher origination fees. So I guess if he was trying to quote you on a 1%, for 20 or 30K, you know, maybe that's where he got the couple hundred bucks from. This one specifically is 2%. Actually, the other option, the weekly payment for the 12-month one, that one's a 2% as well. I'm looking through here. Let me go double check on that for you, Steve. We'll see what we can do here, and I'll get back to you in a little bit, all right?
All right, thanks, man.
All right, cool, man. Yeah.